Medical professionals are crucial, and we're very glad to have them when we need them. One of our listeners, Greg, nominated his daughter, Megan Holland, as the KXL Everyday Hero. She's a respiratory therapist at Legacy Emmanuel Medical Center in Portland and helps patients with breathing treatments. Plus, she works in the trauma unit during emergencies. Megan had only been working in the field for a couple of years when COVID hit.
During the summertime, we'd have, traumas come in from, boating accidents to biking accidents. So we'd have these trauma patients, and sometimes we'd get these flu patients or pneumonias, typically what we would see. And with my specialty, it's pretty same. Like, we deal with the same amount of patients. We deal with ventilators a lot. So nothing was really new when, COVID hit. It was just the amount of people that we were seeing with the same issue. So when COVID hit, I was roughly a couple years in. So I was kind of getting my, my ground already stable with my job. And when it hit, it just seemed so unreal at first. We didn't know what we're setting ourselves up to mentally. And so when we started seeing our first few COVID patients trickling in, we were just kind of like, okay. And then we'd see a little bit more, and we're like, all right, that's enough. And then it just kept on coming and coming. And so what made it different from beforehand to when the pandemic hit, I think we got very tired, we're just kind of, we're burnt out because it was the same thing every single day. We'd get these patients that were really sick and on the ventilator for a very long time. And during that time, you get close with the families. And there's some times where, we'd have miracles that people, our patients would pull through, which is awesome, amazing. It got a little heart-wrenching, because when COVID was really high and we were dealing with a lot of cases where a hospital was full, our ECMO devices were at max capacity for over a year and a half. Like, we would take someone off the ECMO pump and almost the same day we'd get someone back on that ECMO pump. It was hard to be a part of those conversations where, there's a 20-something-year-old that is really needing ECMO, but we have to turn them down because we didn't have the device for them. It was things like that that were really difficult. But the successes were also really nice. There's some of our patients that would come back and thank us and give us a hug before they left. And, those are the kind of things that keep us doing what we're doing.
Now, when you first got into this, did you know what you were getting into? I mean, obviously, nobody thinks that being in the medical field is easy, but were you ready for all this mentally, I guess?
Not necessarily. I mean, I knew that we deal with people on life support, but the extent of, the sad cases, is I wasn't really mentally prepared for. But, smoking over the years, you almost build up a tolerance and, you kind of get used to the sad things, unfortunately. But
can you imagine yourself doing anything else?
I feel like I'm really good at my job. And so I don't see myself really doing much more.
Your dad nominated you for this. Tell me what you think about that. Obviously, you guys have a good relationship.
I love my dad. Gosh, I don't even know where to start. He's just always there, always loves me unconditionally.
Now, if you have someone you'd like to nominate as the KXL Everyday Hero, please let us know about it. Hero@KXL.com.